That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Good evening. How is everybody? Tonight, I have your Christmas present, the upliftment with jousting twists and turns of 2025. Tonight, I am bringing you a full picture of the Earth's soul growth in 2025. I have a lot of information here, which took more than 4 days of receiving and transcribing to bring to you. I will be posting this information on my blog and Substack under astrology. I had to break this down into 2 podcasts, and the second part will be presented next week at the winter solstice on December 22nd. The podcast will be available for downloading in my archives. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. 2025 will be unlike any year we have lived on the planet Earth before. There's a new galactic energy pouring onto our planet, along with some extra powerful solar flares. This energy began on March 23, 2024, and continues into 2026. I have called this energy the spiritual arc of the covenant because when we began to receive this, our galaxy was in the form of an arc. All this new activity has never been recorded on our astrological roadmap. Humankind is being lifted up into a new robe, a new frequency and vibration that will be long-lasting. The next 3 years will permanently change the collective consciousness worldview. Events will unfold that will shake the foundation and structure of the world. However, These events are crucial for the major transformation to occur. How we have to face these challenges that come suddenly and unexpectedly will affect us personally and will determine our ascension process. We are only at the beginning phase, and we have big surprises and revelations that will be unfolding heavily in 2025. The good news is that whatever is coming in 2025 will not only impact your life, but brings with it many new opportunities. This next year, you will sense that the veil between two worlds is being lifted. Hidden truths that have been lurking in the shadows for decades will gradually become visible, while the lies and deceits get blown away with the wind. You will witness developments that will challenge our understanding of reality and history as the truth rises up to the surface, developments that will dive deep into both our personal and collective lives. 2025 will be a year of major decisions. Humanity is standing at a crossroads. We are finally seeing some well-hidden truths, and we can realize how much the lies causing separation has separated us. The choice we have, the crossroads, is connection to the divine, growth of the soul, and ascension, or connection to the dark forces being blocked and not being allowed to have connection to the universe, to our galaxy, or to others. That's our crossroads. That's our choice. Many of us have continually given our power away. The focus of 2025 will be driven by our desire for freedom. Pluto is in Aquarius, which represents the truth. Many will feel that there is no going back to the old top-down rule ways. Here on out lies great opportunities because everything that happens from now on has a deeper meaning. 2025 is about transforming the older structures into a new, working, and balanced reality. Amidst the changes this next year will bring, a space will open up for entirely new possibilities, new technologies that may seem like they come from another world. And they will begin to emerge. Technologies that show us that our energy problems can be solved, that healing on all levels is possible, that communication can occur with unimaginable speed and precision. These new developments also raise questions, especially the awareness that they are cures for some very serious and life-threatening diseases. Why have they been kept hidden from the mainstream for so long? What is the intention to bring them forth now? 2025 will not be an easy year. There will be many twists and turns as we proceed. What comes to light will shake many. What we have believed to be real is just a fragment of what happened or what really exists. This can bring in opportunities, and those who are willing to face the challenges can begin to live in a completely new reality. The weather patterns and forces of nature will be very noticeable in 2025, more than we have ever experienced on this planet. There are limits to what we can control with weather and nature, and we will be pushed beyond that. There will be many events where we will ask, is this really natural? Discussions about weather manipulation will grow louder. Many countries will question the connection between extreme storms, flooding, droughts, hurricanes, earthquakes, and tsunamis. Are they targeted interventions from political foes? What does this all mean for us? This phenomenon is not only a challenge, but it's also a mirror. The experiences will show us how we must work with nature rather than work against it. The universe is crying out to us with all these solar flares, electromagnetic energy coming from the center of our galaxy and the unknown and unseen happenings in outer space. For many of us, Donald Trump has been a person of change, someone who promises to break up the system of thievery and stealing, among other things. He promised to unveil dark, hidden secrets and usher in a new era. 2025 will show us whether these hopes and promises were justified or rooted in an ego illusion. There will be facts coming to the surface, along with events that will radically change public opinion. People who see him as a savior may come to realize that he could not bring all that they had hoped for because of many reasons and elaborate pushback. Will the initial image that many had of him crumble? That is one main question in 2025. However, the uncertainty goes even further. Something could suddenly happen that changes his leadership role. One thing for sure, he has been able to break into a dark place with light, and that needed to happen to prevent even greater damage, ruin, and destruction worldwide. Whether a massive scandal, changes to his leadership role, or a threat to his person through political developments, such powerful events not only would shift Trump himself, but his critics and supporters into a completely new reality. Whether he is perceived as a hero or a deceiver, one thing is certain. Trump will remain a central figure for the next 8 years, one who polarizes all political discussions. His decisions and actions could have major geopolitical consequences. Thus, they affect the lives of every individual on the planet. He is about the only person on the planet who can prevent nuclear explosions and wars. However, Trump is not the only figure whose role could be questioned in 2025. With Pluto and Aquarius breaking apart top-down rule, it will be a year when many people begin to examine authorities and their true motives and intentions more closely. The Aquarian age is not about false adoration and blindly following, but about recognizing the truth behind the words and actions. Who is really standing up for healthy change, and who is merely a part of the old system? It will become increasingly clear in the coming years. The disclosure of technology and power structures will play an increasingly important role. We are truly in the AI generation. More and more will come to light about what the governments and large institutions have kept hidden for decades. These revelations will set off a chain of reactions that will deeply change and raise up the collective consciousness of the world society. In 2025, Elon Musk will play an even more central role in the global power structure. His genius mind is receiving and downloading information from deep within the universe. As a close ally to Donald Trump, Musk will take on a ministry under the Trump administration. This will partially focus on the elimination of any threat of a nuclear explosion, which has the potential of destroying our entire universe. Musk will be given even more influence over technological and sociological developments. With his work on neurological, technological, and artificial intelligence, along with space exploration, Musk continues to be more than just a political and technological influence. His gift and focus in 2025 will not just be about space and technology, but it will also impact public opinion. As the owner of X, a new ministry at his side, Musk will have the opportunity to bring information control up to a new level. Public perception will be increasingly shaped by his hand, overshaping opinions and creating new standards and communication technology. Do we really want this? We'll soon find out how humanity will accept and deal with the new forms of control that will emerge from these technologies and his political power. 2025 will be the year we realize that the reality we know is only a fragment of what is actually possible. Like Dr. Deepak Chopra says, we have unlimited realities. We have unlimited realities that our free will allows us to create. Free energy, what Nikola Tesla tried to tell us, a technology that could completely eliminate our dependence on fossil fuels. This is coming down the pike, along with cures for many, many diseases. This new form of energy has the potential to change the world in ways we could never imagine, at least not at our present frequency. We have unlimited energy, and we will have that for our use. Unlimited energy, clean, sustainable, and it will be accessible to everyone. In my book, Unlimited Realities, I told you about my out-of-body encounter with Mentor in 1987 when I was off the planet for 3 days, and he told me this information was coming to the light in the 2020s. He called it the terrible 20s. He explained that we are reaching a point where access to free energy represents our next stage in the Aquarian Age. Why now? Because it's all astrologically designed. The top-down way of living is losing the power grip they've had for eons. It's all happening. It's all happening now. And it's so very exciting. For decades and even eons, humanity's progress has been slowed down intentionally by the powers that be. This was to protect the power structures. However, this selfish control is now crumbling. Imagine a world where electricity, heating, cooling, and transportation costs are no longer a concern for you. A world where our Mother Earth can heal because we will no longer need to pull out fossils and fuel from her body, which is the Earth's blood supply. This is not in the distant future. It's becoming a reality on this day, in this time. That's why my company was named Visions of Reality. All this becomes a reality at the end of 2025 into 2026. All these developments will not happen without resistance. There may be attempts to hide the truth, but the pressure to disclose these facts is stronger than ever. There will be more and more signs that many of these new technologies are not of earthly origin. The public meetings in November of 2024, just as Pluto slipped into Aquarius, made these advanced technologies more widely known. How does one explain what channeling is? And how many of us receive otherworldly information? It's becoming clearer that the underground shadow government have been using these universal technologies for their secret space programs for decades. Actually, ever since we dropped the atom bomb in Japan in the mid-40s. Extraterrestrials are very real and have been on our planet since the Stone Age. All of this has been kept secret, mainly by the Catholic Church. 2025 will be the year when this truth comes to light, and those who have been in secret for eons will finally have to face accountability. Star beings like the Arcturians and the Pleiades, who have been observing the planet Earth for thousands of years, have already made this knowledge accessible to humanity, but only to a select few. Our current light workers. The higher you can ascend, the more information you will receive. It's all done by frequency. In 2025, we will find out that these galactic connections go much deeper than we have ever imagined. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Tonight I am giving you your Christmas gift. We are walking through 2025. I have a lot more to tell you, a lot more information, and we will be back after we listen to this week's weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of December 16th through December 22nd, 2024. This is the last week before the holidays and is overflowing with an abundance of hustling and bustling activity, along with merriment and good cheer. In the sometimes hectic pre-Christmas hustle and bustle, there could now be welcome moments that invite you to pause or to bring a surprising silence. The question of meaning and soul growth may also arise. Just carry this question in your heart for a while. During the Christmas holidays, it could receive an answer. There is an abundance of planets in mutable signs now, and that means it's time to practice flexibility and adaptability. The mutable planets are Gemini, Sagittarius, Pisces, and Virgo. The fire and air elements are the strongest right now. Monday is an excellent day to get caught up with work and to try to finish your Christmas shopping for your family and friends. Wednesday could be a very lazy day when it's easy to drift off into your daydreams. It's a good night for socializing, but hold off with romance until Thursday. Thursday, December 19th, is the night before the winter solstice and the most romantic night of the year. It will be impossible not to fall in love or not to feel your love deep inside. Whether you are single or in a relationship, don't allow this day to pass you by. The weekend is a bit more challenging. Saturday brings a mutable T-square. You may have a long list of things to get done before Christmas Day. Try not to feel too overwhelmed. Remember, this time of year is not about material goods, but it's about people who support you and love you and who you love. You may feel a bit sluggish on Sunday morning, but by the afternoon, you'll be just fine. With everything you're hearing now, people are processing ideas that may or may not manifest in 2025. Idea planet Mercury is ending his retrograde period today, December 15th, and makes a helpful trine to ambitious Mars that is also retrograde in Leo. This energy shows us there are new ways of living your life, but it may take until 2026 for them to fully develop. All of the outer planets are changing signs in about a 3-year time, and that started in 2024. So big changes are in the gestation process. Explore your options now. Make a list of what you really want to bring to your heart. On December 20th, Venus trines Jupiter. On the 21st, the Sun enters Capricorn. It is the winter solstice. At the same time, the Moon in Virgo opposes Saturn in Pisces and squares Jupiter in Gemini. The result is going to be very interesting. A lot of you could have a dream come true, a wish granted, or something that you've been waiting for manifest for you. It's only 3 days till Christmas at the end of the week. So visualize what you want and spread joy and cheer out to everyone around you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book a reading with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. And the email is elizabeth@new-visions.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, and we are back from our weekly cosmic tip. With revelations, we are presented in 2025. 2025 promises to be a very challenging year. With these revelations, we are presented a challenge for sure. These technologies could radically simplify and improve our lives. However, they also bring a new level of responsibility. Is humanity ready to take on this responsibility? It cannot be taken lightly. You must be willing to uplift all souls in the collective as well as your own. That's ascension. In 2025, water will be respected for the powerful force that it is. This immense power will play a central role. Floods, rising sea levels, and heavy rainfall will bring land change worldwide. This will bring in further earth settlement and landslides. The earth's tectonic plates are increasingly moving, influenced by a weakening magnetic field. This field not only protects us from solar storms and cosmic radiation, but also stabilizes the dynamic process within the earth. This stability will continually be changing in 2025, causing the tectonic forces to become more visible. Volcanic eruptions and earthquakes will be the result. Regions that are weakened by previous quakes will be particularly affected. Even the areas that we have previously considered safe could be surprised by unexpected rumbling. Water will no longer just seem as a life-giving force, but will show its immense power, bringing in landscape changes and transformation. The earth is speaking, and her screaming will be loud and clear. Mother Earth is urging us to be mindful of resources of our planet and to take more responsibility to keep her body clean and safe. The question is not, are we prepared? That's what everybody is asking. Are you prepared? Oh no. The question is, how will we react when the changes come flowing onto our streets and seeping into the doors and crevices of our home? Alongside the natural forces that will be felt in 2025, it will become increasingly clear that some of the extreme weather phenomena are not solely due to nature. Technologies that can deliberately influence the weather will become more visible. The truth about these technologies can no longer be hidden. Technologies like HAARP and cloud seeding have been used for decades to manipulate weather events. These technological events go far beyond harmless experimentation. 2025 is the year that it will become clear that weather manipulation is being systematically used to pursue geopolitical and economic goals. Regions of strategic importance could be deliberately destabilized through storms, droughts, and floods. Along with these interventions comes an awakening process. More and more people are beginning to recognize the connections, are asking the question, how much of what we perceive as natural is actually influenced by human hands? 2025 will be the year when the truth can no longer be hidden or denied. The truth will come out. It will be finally revealed just how powerful the technologies are that have been developed in secret since the early 1900s. This disclosure will happen gradually, step by step. Many of these secret organizations, like Disney and Monsanto, do not want to voluntarily reveal their actions. 2025 will be another year of intense solar activity. After the solar shift of our sun, which already occurred in 2024, which I discussed with you on previous programs, The energy of our sun will play a central role in the changes of the coming year. This last polar shift was a key event that changes the energetic flow throughout the entire solar system. The sun will continue to be noticed in 2025 because of the increased activity with the solar flare. We didn't have many solar flares since 2017, but we had, I believe, more than 75 in 2024. So something is going on with the universe for sure. The natural course of our weather on planet Earth comes from the effect of the solar flares that go throughout the whole galaxy, emitting from the sun. The CMEs, corona mass ejections, will cause energetic disturbances worldwide, including affecting satellites and our communication system, especially concerning air traffic control systems. There will be volumes of short-term power outages in several regions. Sensitive people will feel the effects coming from the Earth's magnetic field, both physically and emotionally. The systems may vary. In my Ascension workbook, I listed most of them, from dizziness, headaches, sleep disturbances, heightened irritability, along with an inner restlessness. You may feel like you're walking through a thick fog. These effects are especially noticeable when the Earth's magnetic fields are activated by being temporarily destabilized. These solar storms are not only burdensome, they also carry an important energetic message. The high frequencies sent from the sun to the earth act as a catalyst for transformation, awakening, and ascension. These flares help to break up old energies and make space for the new energies to enter. And through the power of the DNA, will create your new beginnings. Now I want to move on to an important topic, one that many of you are still unaware of. The planet Earth, along with our solar system within this galaxy, is being monitored and guided by extraterrestrial civilizations. They can intervene to prevent even greater damage from these solar flare activities. They have the ability to redirect extreme solar flares using their technology. They can stabilize the frequencies that are on their way to Earth from the sun while protecting and ensuring the stability of the Earth's magnetic field. Solar systems bring in high-frequency energies which help break down old structures and elevate to the Earth a new vibrational level. 2025 will be the year when the sun sends a message. It's time for transformation and awakening. Right now, we're going to take a break for our half-hour break. And when we come back, I will have a lot more for you. But as I said, this program is going to be in two segments because there's way too much information to bring you just one. Also, please pardon my speech. And if I'm repeating myself, I'm sorry, because I am channeling, and I just go with the flow of whatever these messages are bringing to you directly from the center of the galaxy. Stay tuned for the rest of the show, and we'll be back after our break.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Finding my way under wide open sky, I feel new friends in the morning air. Sunrise is warming the mountainside, promising me that you'll be there. Oh, let me run up the mountainside. Something like a first light is bursting inside. Suddenly I know that you can't ever hide from me. You are everywhere, all around me. You are everywhere, all around me. You are everywhere, and everywhere do I see. Oh, who got my breath going right from the start? Who pours the universe into my heart? Who sings the grace into every part of me? Oh, tell me, how can my mind hold the wings of your time unless I spread my arms wide? How will I know your heart is with mine unless I feel you so deep inside? Into stories to tell, who climbs the light ladders in every cell of me. You are everywhere, all around me. You are everywhere, all around me. You are everywhere, and everywhere do I see. You are in every smile. Every stone, every star is made and unmade in me. Oh, you are everywhere, all around me. You are everywhere, all around me. You are everywhere, and everywhere do I see. Oh, I love you everywhere, all around me. I can feel you are everywhere.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our break. And that was William Vitalis singing Everywhere. I'll never forget when he wrote that song in Hawaii. It was a beautiful day. Really exciting. He wrote that song jumping into the seven pools on the island of Maui over in Hana. He was very energetic and exciting. Let's get back to what we're doing. I am bringing you a full picture of the Earth's soul growth in 2025. I have a lot of information here, which took more than 4 days of receiving and transcribing to bring to you. I will be posting this information on my blog in Substack under Astrology. I had to break this down into 2 podcasts, and the second part will be presented next week at the winter solstice on December 22nd. The podcast will be available for downloading in my archives. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. 2025 will be a year of political breakdown and power shifts. Systems that have been stagnant for decades will continue to collapse. Structures once thought to be unshakable will lose their stability, while new movements and political parties gain importance. This will be a year when power will be redistributed and surprises will be inevitable. Lots of them. Trump will remain a central figure, but not the only one. This year, other personalities will step into the spotlight, some seen as light bearers, while others have intentions that will become clear later. It will become evident that not everyone who presents themselves as a savior truly is. The political landscape of the USA will be more turbulent than ever. And unforeseen events, with possible changes in cabinet leadership, could have a lasting impact on the country's direction. Remember the crossroads I talked about at the beginning of this show? Well, we are at a crossroads. Actually, we're at a place where we're going to choose between light and dark, between the higher mind and the lower. If an assassination attempt on Donald Trump were to occur, it would not be successful. And what I saw in my mind's eye was a message and the picture of the Reagan assassination attempt. And I heard it will be like the Reagan attempt. That was outside of a car as he was going out of the White House to get in and go somewhere. And of course, they missed him, but we did lose a Secret Service agent. Let's pray that that doesn't happen. There could be a civil war if something does happen to Trump. While I'm saying here, there will be no successful assassinations of Trump, but I'm also praying for his health. I hope you'll all join in. The USA leadership drama could continue because one thing is certain. The USA is heading for a reorientation, and the people will be forced to adjust to new political dynamics. I know right now that President Biden is trying to force through our switch from the dollar bill to the digital dollar. He wants to get it done before January. I really hope that that can be stopped for the good of all concerned. The European Union will face growing tensions between its member states. Turkey will become a central center for many countries. Europe will turn more towards national resources and self-reliance rather than relying on the global networks. I will discuss this in more detail next week, along with Asia and other information. I'm keeping this short. We're at the end of the show because I've taken up so much time already. So I will continue next week. Now we're going to have our meditation, and of course we're going to close with Richard Shulman. We can live together. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you very much for listening to the program and for tolerating my channeling. I would love to hear from you. I don't hear enough from the listeners here. I want to know that you're listening and that you're getting it. So I'll talk to you next week and we'll continue this conversation about 2025. Thank you and good night.
It's known by many names. The honey. The Christian call it water, but to the cloud it's all the same. In all the world nothing soothes the pain like water, dear sister water.
Good night.
you take me to my dreams tonight? Will you carry me on your beams tonight? Sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Oh, sweet moonlight. Oh, take me to the stars.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength, know your path, and walk it as a son or daughter of God.